So you ready for this London trip? Excited about it, or is it any big deal?
Nah, no big deal. It's another thing. Most important, we got a big game. You know, I think the trip will be fun with a victory. You know, other than that, it's a big game, and we got to take care of business first.
Are you anticipating any extra challenges, you know, with some of the things that are associated with going over there?
Like what?
Less sleep, long plane ride, different schedule.
Well, I mean, we both got to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I think, St. Louis chose to do it a little different from us. You know, they're out there now, and we're here. We're going to get our work in over here first and then head out. But I think we're both going through the same circumstances. We both got to play the game at whatever time it is. What time we play?
6.
6.
1 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. So 5 o'clock, we'll both be on the field.
6 o'clock.
No, the time will go back, right?
Saturday night. Yeah,
yeah, something like that. But, no, we're looking forward to it, though.
Can you talk about just carrying the momentum, you know, getting the momentum going, especially
right
into the bye week? You guys want to go out, obviously, for the way through.
Well, you know, that's the most important thing. You know, besides this long trip, we've been traveling all year. We had 5 road games, the first 8 games. So I think it'd be good for us to go out here and, play our best football. You know, come back and enjoy this bye week and get ready to come back for the last stretch of the season.
Traditionally, this team has played better in the second half of the season
right
than the first half, and obviously that's one of Bill's things, that play your best at the end.
Right.
Does that kind of give you confidence, knowing that it's been done before, and that's how Bill approaches things, that, okay, it's good if we're 4-4 or 5-3, but now we're pretty sure we're going to do better?
I mean, it does. I mean, but you still have to take it one game at a time. Mm-hmm. We wish we'd have played a lot better the first half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? We don't want to go out and go 4-4 and then try to win the last 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd rather just take it one game at a time and go from there.
What do you see in the Rams team you're not all that familiar with?
Right, very aggressive, fast defense. Very solid across the board. I don't watch too much offense and special team, but as far as the defense, these guys are all over the place. Got a bunch of experienced guys on the front. Some guys in the secondary are kind of young, but good players.
I'm playing the secondary is pretty good, Cortland Finnegan.
Yeah, I mean, they're all good. They're all good, I promise you. We don't take anyone for granted over there.
And the coach makes it clear, even insinuating over the last few years, he's not big on these European trips. So I sense the players, because you're creatures of habit. This is not something you'd really want to do if you had the option of not doing it.
I don't think so. You know, we wish we were playing at home. But, you know, this is the NFL slated this game for us to play in London, and we got to do it. You know, like I said earlier, St. Louis got to do the same thing.
They want this team as an internationally known team. It's sort of.
Who's St. Louis?
You.
Oh, us?
It's a brand.
Oh, yeah. I think it's good for the league. You know, I don't think we're doing it next year. Who's playing it next year?
Jacksonville,
yeah. So we enjoy watching those guys. But I think it's going to be a good game, and we'll just go out and take care of our business. We'll be okay.
Thanks.
Thank you all.